Gotta go first to my man Q. How are you, Q?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you doing, man?
Oh, man. It's so good being out in Pendleton, buddy. It really is.
Yeah, I wish I could be out there. That makes a nice shooting.
You come out and shoot sage rats out here? Is that what you're saying?
That. Hey, look, I want to give you first three names. Private Byron Fauci from Michigan. Specialist Alex Jimenez from Massachusetts. And then, of course, we've got Staff Sergeant Keith Malpin of Ohio. If these names don't ring a bell to you guys, well, they should. They're all three POW/MIA. And today is a POW/MIA recognition day. If you have time, come by 10 o'clock to Lattice Motors, which is off of exit 11 off of I-205. And watch them respectfully lower the U.S. flag and then raise the biggest POW/MIA flag you've probably ever cast your eyes upon in this state.
And this is where? Where is this today, Q?
Lattice Motors, which is a Harley-Davidson shop.
Oh, that's the big Harley dealer on I-205.
Good best. They're the ones with that nice big flag that you see when you come around that corner.
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah, and there will also be a ceremony, POW/MIA ceremony happening in Vancouver. I think that's around 12:30 near Fort Vancouver.
Okay, Q, so it's the POW/MIA flag raising ceremony at the Harley-Davidson dealership on I-205, and that happens at 10 o'clock, right?
We gather at 10, and I think it happens about 11 o'clock they'll be doing it.
At about 11, okay. Yeah. And then at 12, there is a similar ceremony in Vancouver, and where is it in Vancouver?
Hang, give me a second here, and I'll try and look that up again.
So today is, I did not know that. Today is POW/MIA Recognition Day?
Correct.
I did not know that. Well.
And this is why, and you know, a lot of places have been pushing to make it official that all state flags get flown along with the POW/MIA flag. A lot of states are starting to do this. And, the ceremony will be at Vancouver's Vietnam Memorial Garden at 13:30, according to this post. So you should be there by 4:30. 1:30 p.m. at the Vietnam Memorial Garden. And that's, if you take first to I-5, take the exit 1C.
1C. Well, Q, hey, thanks so much for reminding me about this, and I truly appreciate it. How can people, where can people go to look at all the great things that you've done to remember our soldiers?
Go to iraqwarheroes.org or .com, it doesn't matter. And, it'll be a sober reminder of all our heroes that have given it all in the recent conflict.
And absolutely.
And a lot of people also, you know, when they see people wearing the banners, POW/MIA, they're always associated just with Vietnam. You know, we've missed guys from many wars.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We've got three of them. Matter of fact, Staff Sergeant Malpin has actually had two or three promotions since he's been missing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, Q, as always, you do add something valuable to our discussions by sharing with us and always helping us remember what is so important to our freedom and our liberty. And it's these men and women who've gone to war. Some of them have paid that ultimate sacrifice. Go to online, my friends, to iraqwarheroes.org. POW/MIA Recognition Day today, 10 o'clock. The big flag-raising ceremony at the Harley-Davidson dealership. They're on I-205. 12:30 and on.